and you wouldn't hear it unless you were listening to college radio. So yay WMFO, and thank you for whoever put in Uncle Earl into our Rivendell system. After Uncle Earl was Crooked Still, Come On In My Kitchen from Shaken By A Low Sound. Just a great CD. Love that. And ended with Jenny Lewis. Sing a Song For Them from Acid Tongue. Before I get into the Bust Out Boston, I just want to give credit to one of my fellow DJs here, Ryan Doyen, who has a show, Music Savage, on Fridays from 7 until 9. And I admire him in so many different ways. Ryan really encourages us to go out and listen to live music. And I know I have those moments sometimes before I'm heading out, like I am so tired and wouldn't it be nice to cuddle home with my dog? And yet I'm always so happy when I go out. And he also reminds us to be nice to each other. He also keeps track of all of his work that he's done here. He could tell you how many shows he's done, and he could tell you what he played on those different shows, because he has notebooks in which he keeps all this information, and it's just a wealth of information. And I kind of fly in here sometimes by the seat of my pants, as you will see shortly. I do try and set up a few sets so that the music flows together and really can promote the musicians in a way that does justice to all of them. But sometimes I kind of fly off the handle, and I just love his persistence and his methodical approach to his shows. And whenever I have a question, if I'm like, I want to do a theme on bees, and he will come up with 20 songs. So thank you so much, Ryan. And there was something else. Oh yeah, he goes to the Newport Folk Festival, and he was the first person to tell me about the High Women, and then they have released their album, which I'm very, very excited about. And so I have selected a song off of that album, which I say, and I'm madly looking for. There it is. And so I asked Ryan what he had to say about the High Women. And he started with, man, that album. So it's not often that we find Ryan speechless. But he went on to say, they have four incredibly powerful women coming together and sharing their talent, not only with the listener, but also with each other. They came together so effortlessly. It is as if the collaboration was destined to happen. They are forced to be reckoned with on their own, and together they are unstoppable. I think they're going to change the shape of country music. My understanding is they did their initial performances at Newport Folk Festival, and I'd love to understand more about that. But enough chatter for me. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Freeform it is. This is Kirsten. I am sitting in for the show called Something About the Women, and Something About the Women it is. So let's continue with the High Women, and then I will get into Bust Out Boston. Enjoy.
Weight of the world on these small shoulders. Beyond my years is where I like to stand. My crazy chapter was already over before it began. I listen to vinyl for the scratches. Find myself in other people's shoes. I fix my mama's problems like a habit and daddy's chew. Oh, to be a wild child. I'd rip the filter from my mouth and all my cigarettes. But I know I won't. I guess I was born an old soul, old soul. Ooh. I'll be
Well, there you have it, and the Ryan Doyen tradition of playing some new music at the top of the hour of a second set. So he has set up some good habits for me for sure. So that was The High Women, Old Soul from The High Women, which is a new release and now available. So I know what I'm going to be getting sometime soon. Okay. So Bust Out Boston is a celebration of women in music, which Something About the Women certainly appreciates. There's a lot of support out there in the music community, and it is tomorrow, September 8th. It goes between 1 p.m. and 10 p.m. at Brighton Music Hall. There's an incredible list of musicians, some I'm familiar with and some are completely new to me. So if I list off some of the musicians, Caroline Rose, Dutch Rebel, Ghost, Megan Tracy, and and the Brandy, is that with Megan Tracy, or is it, no, it's Megan Tracy and the Missed Connections, Brandy Blaze. There's also a group called Pony Snot. I wonder what that's about. Home Despo, Jill McCracken. So there's a lot going on, and a lot of it I am certainly not familiar with. However, I do know Caroline Rose, so that is where I am going to start. And then your guess is as good as mine. I am going to trust the organizers of this event to have selected some amazing musicians. So I hope you enjoy what I have selected. The other musicians that are in the group that I will be playing to highlight this, excuse me as I move my microphone here, are Jeannie Santiago and Naomi Westwater and Megan Tracy and the Missed Connections. So let's see what's going on here. I may add somebody else as this goes along. I hope you enjoy these selections.
Galaxy speak to me. Yoni's wife. Got a transformation, spirit flowing through me, Kundalini.
Just how to feed you. I'll have you on your knees.
Okay, well, there you have it. Some of the highlights from Bust Out Boston. Again, Bust Out Boston is at Brighton Music Hall. It is going on tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 10 p.m. I have to say, I really like what I heard. And I think that's the beauty of having a good promoter out there, is that I feel like I could drop in any time between those hours and hear some really great music, which was kind of my approach in putting that set together. Caroline Rose, I have heard before, and I'm really thrilled that she's going to be a part of that. And so I started off with her, American Religious from I Will Not Be Afraid. After that, Jeannie Santiago, it was Spirit Party. It's a single from Spirit Party. And then after that was Naomi Westwater, Howl. And that is the album title is Huntress, From Dark to Light. And ended that 4-song set with Megan Tracy and the Missed Connections, Miss the Life from Long Fuse Burning. I will say there are a number of musicians who are listed on there that I was not able to find an online music presence or any CDs that are out as of yet. So that is the beauty of listening to music live, is you may get to hear performers before they have actually gotten their music out to the public. The musical venues in this area, in the Boston, Cambridge, Somerville area and beyond, really work hard to promote emerging artists and help them to get to the point where they can produce a CD or an album or music of some sort that they can then send out to the public. But for those of us who just wander into these clubs and maybe just go ahead and, as I said, kind of trust our promoters, we get to listen to music before it comes out to the general public. So if you have time tomorrow, pop on into Bright Music Hall for Bust Out Boston. Speaking about local events, I would like to also mention that Zoomix has a block party today. So Zoomix is in East Boston. It is a nonprofit cultural organization dedicated to building community through music and the arts. And Zoomix was founded in 1991 in Maverick Square with 24 youth and $200. And they have continued to just do an amazing job with this program, and then subsequently have started their own radio station, which I believe is run by the kids who are all members of Zoomix. And this is a program for youth ages 7 to 18. And they have group performances, they have group lessons, they have individual lessons, and it's all really just a great program. So they were planning on having an outdoor event, and it looks like the weather might impact that, but the event will still be going on. It's at their location in East Boston between 2 and 5. And so, yes, I think hats off to Zoomix and everything that they're doing. Just a great, great organization. So I'm going to continue on my version of Something About the Women. This is Kirsten sitting in the DJ spot. I share the spot with Sue and Jane and Liz, and we alternate, and we each have our different styles. I really like to promote music that is happening locally, and especially musicians that don't have a lot of national press, but I feel are really working hard and extremely talented. So I think that actually Lady Pills is getting a lot of press, and it's definitely duly warranted, right? So I'm going to go ahead and play some Lady Pills. They are coming up playing locally in the near future, so I'm going to just start with their music and then let you know where you can hear them and when. Enjoy. Thank you. So before I continue on with this set, I just want to let you know there's a little bit of a method to my madness, and that was Lady Pills, Tides from Pink Boyd. So Lady Pills have a couple of shows coming up. I knew that they were scheduled in December for Sinclair, December 10th to be exact, but didn't realize that they were going to get booked between now and then. So I'm very happy about that. They will be playing on September 12th at Lily Pad. I've heard them there before, which was really a great place to hear them because it is one of those small, intimate places. So I'll be able to hear them there in that kind of personal setting. And then at Sinclair, which is great and is a larger venue. In between, on September 21st, which will be the first day of fall, they will be playing at Brighton Music Hall. So they will be playing with Bleached and the Paranoids. So once again, I wanted to play some of the music that you can hear along with Lady Pills. I've played Lady Pills a few times on this show, but I have not played Bleached or the Paranoids before. So with that, let's continue on. And again, this is September 21st at Brighton Music Hall, Lady Pills with Bleached and the Paranoids.
Thank you.
And now back to the Lady Pills. Well, that was Lady Pills. Lady Pills can be heard September 21st at the Bright Music Hall, and they will be playing with the other musicians that I just featured, Bleached and the Paranoids. So I started that set with Lady Pills, Tides from Pink Void. After that, Bleached, Hard to Kill. And that was from Don't You Think You've Had Enough? Then the Paranoids, Girlfriend to Grief, followed by Face First from Carnegie Bargain, and then ended with Lady Pills. And before I leave that set, I just wanted to, I found a little clip on the Paranoids and about their song Girlfriend Degree, and they are quoted as saying, "We think everything can be susceptible of falling under the shadow of their partner, especially young women. So Girlfriend Degree is a call to arms, a reminder to be a supremely self-loving woman who is taking the time to do things for yourself, for herself, because she wants to. It's easy to spend all your time to do things for other people and then forget to just do and to pursue your own passions." So it's a song about self-care, which is really so important. So before I end my version of Something About the Women, WMFO really is known for promoting local artists, and as I have done in this set, I promoted some activity that's going on in East Boston today. Zoo Mix is having their block party from 2 to 5, and then Bust Out Boston is tomorrow at Brighton Music Hall, and that will be from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then Lady Pills have a few shows coming up here. So on September 12th, they will be at the Lily Pad, September 21st, Brighton Music Hall, and then December 10th at Sinclair. Brian Young also does his part of promoting local artists and has live musicians on frequently on his show, Crash Course for the Ravers. So it's really great to stay tuned and see who's coming around. This week he has Condition Baker. So stay tuned to listen to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young. I'm going to finish with Sarah Mendelson and then maybe a bit of I was going to try and get a request for Ryan, but I think that's going to have to wait until next week. And I'm going to end with, might be Portugal, The Man, is a song that I have stumbled across and I seem to be hearing it quite frequently. So on that, this is Kirsten, Something About the Women. I hope you are enjoying your weekend. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And as I mentioned, we're going to continue with some Sarah Mendelson.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.